If someone were to describe you to someone else who had never met you before, how would they do it? You're going to like this man talk next. Okay, so the other day I was having this conversation with my wife, and I was describing, telling her about someone who I knew she had met.
Okay.
And she's like, I don't know who you're talking about. I'm like, no, you know this person. She's like, I don't think I do. So then I had to describe the person.
Okay.
So it got me thinking, if you were, like, do you have people who... if you were to describe them, you could just give some sort of quirky characteristic or physical appearance.
I do it all the time because I can't remember people's names very well. So, you try to find the quirkiest thing that they would do or who they look like or who they act like. So try to tie it together that way.
Well, when Mike and I, my brother, we used to get our haircuts at this barber shop, and there were two guys, and it was like Laurel and Hardy. There was the tall, skinny one and the short, fat one. And so whenever we'd get home, my mom would comment on our haircuts and say, well, who did it? And we never knew the guy's name. When we were little, we just forgot.
Laurel or Hardy.
We just would say the tall guy or the fat guy. We were just, that's how we would describe him, which isn't probably the best way to do it. But
I had someone say that their kids described me. It's the old guy who's really nice.
Oh, hey, that's not terrible.
That's not bad, but I don't like the old guy, you know.
Yeah, right. That's a good point. But really, I was focusing on really
gray hair,
nice.
Gray
yeah.
hair. So it was the old guy who's the old man who's really nice.
Right.
And I knew who it was. So.
So yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, if somebody
not sure
were
that I like that or not.
If somebody were to describe me, would they use a physical characteristic? Like, because here's the thing, I don't think personally that I'm distinctive physically. Like, I'm not really really tall.
You
I'm not
a big mole on your face.
No, yeah, I'm not crazy anything. Yeah. Like too out of whack. You know,
you can't even say you're quirky.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
You can't.
But I don't know if I... So I'm not sure they would do physically unless, you know, like I was the only guy with a beard or I was the fattest guy there or what. I don't know. But I mean, in general, if you were to...
Right.
In public, I'm not sure I would have a physical characteristic. So then my next question was, well, would it be...
What would they do?
Would it be a personality thing? Would it be a spiritual thing?
Right.
Like what...
That's what you kind of want, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. That guy's the holy guy.
You know, he's a guy that is a teacher. He's taught in lots of schools. And then he went out to... He taught in college out west somewhere. I forget the name of it.
Right. So you could do history.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's good. But I think some people, they say a certain word.
Yeah.
Like I have a friend that he's so distinctive in the way that he talks that most everybody I know, when you mention his name,
they start talking like this.
Like, I'm not kidding you.
Hey, how's it going?
Like, I don't know anyone who knows him. Yeah. And this, by the way, this isn't a rip. Like, if he's watching, he wouldn't be offended. But I mean, everyone I know, like, hey, how's it going? Like they literally drop their chin and they talk.
Yeah.
And that's how distinctive he is.
When I worked at Farm Bureau, there was a guy that he would always start off his conversation by going,
No way.
Yeah, he did.
He would touch his ear?
He just would move his hand across the top of his head. So it's just... And so that...
So you just... Everyone knew. You'd be like, hey, well, guess who's here?
Yeah. Right? I mean, everybody knows. Everybody there would just say, well, it's so-and-so.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, there's some guys in the Bible, though, that were pretty distinctive. Like, I think of John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you knew... Just by the way he dressed.
Right. Joseph, you would recognize Joseph because
he's
very distinctive. Well, that's Jacob's son. That's the guy that's got the.
You could tell by his very audacious jacket.
Yeah, Elisha.
Baldy,
old Baldy.
I think that happens a lot. If you're bald, you're getting, you know that guy? Which guy? The bald guy? Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right. Well, like this.
You think white hair is?
Yeah. I mean, the old guy.
I don't know. There's a lot of white, white hair people, but. Bald, more than bald, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true. Bald guy. bald guy with the buggy eyes.
We were talking about the guy in Acts chapter 11, yeah. Barnabas, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like his this is how they described him. I mean,
this is what you want.
Yeah.
This is a gold standard. So, yeah, Acts 11, verse 24, he says, "For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord." Mm. Yeah, so there. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
And people came to Jesus.
Because of that.
Man, I'm cool with that.
That would be a good one, right?
Right.
That's what you would attain to.
I would think, too, there are also some people in the Bible who, if they would have died young, their tombstone would have been different than if they would have been died later. For instance, Saul,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Both Old Testament Saul and New Testament right. Saul, right? Different David, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on what time of his life. And I just, here's the challenge. Think about, spend some time thinking about, hey, if someone was to describe me, what would they say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it, oh, that's the guy with the temper?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy that's mouthy?
Mm-hmm. Always wants to hear himself talk.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, and know this, that if you don't like, you know, your epitaph or your tombstone right now, you know, ask the Lord to help you.
We've talked about, you know, our go-to people, our personal board of directors and other, wouldn't it be good to even ask them, how would you describe me?
Yeah.
And then if they're completely honest, then you might be able to, it'd be a good check, checkpoint to say, oh, yeah, maybe I should change.
I would say that, I'm going to just speak to you right now. If people were to describe you, still good guy and a great storyteller, like amazing storyteller. Loves kids. Are you cool with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. What I'm saying is, if you're cool, then keep going. If you're not, then change it up. So like, I'm not suggesting the challenge this week that, hey, everybody thinks you're a loser and you need to do something about it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know, like, what do you think the word of the street is on you? And if you feel like, hey, this is where the Lord is calling me, and then praise God. But if not, ask the Lord to help, you know, change that.
Absolutely. That you would be full of a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
Right.
And people are drawn to them for the kingdom
exactly.
of heaven.
Exactly. Amen. Yeah, amen.
That's what I want.
Amen. Yeah, right. Me too. So, hey, that was Man Talk.
Yeah, we believe in three things.
Yeah.
One is love God, mm-hmm. love everybody.
And duct tape.
Fixes everything.